Hello?
Hi, it's Becky from Deluxe Home Care.
Hi.
Hi. I got your call, so I was calling you back. And I was planning to call you. But here's the story. I called Medicaid yesterday, and on the line, they told me a bunch of things. I'm not seeing it now. I don't know where the note went, but oh, here, I see it. Called the Medicaid. They said, on the recorded line, they said something like this. They said, she has active Medicaid with a surplus of $1,453 per month. Something like that. Which means that Cubby, she has active Medicaid, but she just has a spend down. What I think is a good idea to call the state together. We'll call the state together. And let's discuss it with them for them to direct us how to take care of either the spend down, or maybe they could give us ideas of how to waive the spend down.
Okay, I enrolled her in Humana. Didn't
Humana
have that.
Medicaid or Medicare?
Yeah, A, B, and C.
What?
She's got A, B, and C.
So just remind you, Humana is a managed care plan for her Medicaid.
Okay.
Is it?
Well, it's for Medicaid, Medicare, and something else too.
Okay. So then it might not be possible to get it through the state. It might have to come through Humana.
Really?
I'm not exactly sure. I think let's call the state. They'll explain it to us more on exactly what she has and exactly how to go about getting home care.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's getting cold outside, and we're needing something.
For sure.
Both of us.
So let's call together, okay?
Okay.
Just a question, are you able to speak on your mom's behalf?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Okay, so hold on. Sorry, I just switched lines for a second. I'm just going to listen to the call, but you're going to be the one talking. And just let them know, hi, I'm calling to sign up my mother for home care services, and they'll explain to you, you know, what you have to do. I'll be listening so that after we could discuss how to proceed. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Home and community-based services, this is Sharon. Are you calling for yourself or for someone else?
I'm calling on behalf of my mom, Margaret Doherty.
Okay, and may I have your name?
Jacob Doherty. I'm her son.
Uh-huh. What's a good call back number for you?
816-838-2942.
All right, thank you. And I see you typed in your mom's Medicaid number. Thank you for that. I do need for you to verify her date of birth for me.
September 14th, 1957.
All right, hold on, please. All right, and what is your mom's address?
Okay, we're currently staying in the hotel right now, so... I'll give you the hotel we're at, 1211 Armor Road, North Kansas City, 64116, yes.
So 1211 Farmer Road?
Armor Road.
Armor,
A-R-M-O-U-R? Yeah, Armor. Correct.
Okay.
North Kansas
All right,
City.
Thank you. All right. And what can I help you with today?
Okay, I'm trying to get her into a facility, and for me to be her caregiver.
To get her into a facility?
Yeah.
She can't be a caregiver if she's in a facility. The facility is paid to care for her.
No, well, okay. Okay. She is trying to apply. Yeah. Sorry, my bad.
Are you wanting to be her paid caregiver while she's not in a facility? Is that what you're wanting to do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is your mom there available for me to speak with?
Currently not right now. She's laying down.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I can't confirm whether it's appropriate or not to send the application, but we can go ahead and start the application.
Okay.
All right. Before we start the application, I do have to explain the purpose of the program. This program is designed to enable qualified individuals to remain independent in their homes as long as possible. You must meet nursing home level of care in order to qualify for the services. This means that your mom's needs must be equal to someone who has been accepted to live in a nursing home. To be considered for the program, she will need to allow an assessor to come inside her home to complete an assessment with her. And the assessment will determine if she meets the level of care that's required. Any questions or concerns about any of that?
I asked you a question. Okay.
Sure.
So, what if she's in a hotel?
Well, I've seen applications come through where people are in a hotel. I mean, if she's still needing help, you know, with some things to live in a hotel, that can be authorized.
Okay. I was just making sure. I didn't know.
Sure. No, that's fine. Is that okay? You want to go ahead and continue with the application?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
All
go ahead.
And what's the name of the hotel that your mom is in?
American Inn.
American Inn?
North Kansas. Yeah, North Kansas City.
Okay. All right. Just putting the information here on the application. Is there a room number or?
We're at 117.
117. All right, gotcha. Is Kansas City? What part of Kansas City is that? What county is that?
North Kansas City. It's Clay. I believe it's Clay County still.
Okay. All right. And the best telephone number to reach your mom at? What number would that be? Would that be the number you gave me earlier, or does she have a different number?
816-838-3436.
All right. Thank you. Would you like to add your number on her account on this account as well?
Yes, I would.
All right. And what is your mom's marital status?
She is single.
Does she live alone or with you?
With me. No, with me.
All right. Anyone else? Do you receive any in-home services for yourself?
No, no. Nope, just me and her.
Okay. All right. And does she need any assistance with reading, writing, seeing, or speaking?
No, neither.
Oh, okay. Does she have a legal guardian or durable power of attorney?
That would be me. I'm gonna get it notarized today. I'm gonna go to the hospital and get it notarized, get it signed, and everything.
And she's. Not in the hospital or rehab or nursing home at this time. She's actually at home or in the hotel. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry.
But she was in a rehab facility back in, I think, August, September for like 5 weeks.
Okay. Has she or an immediate family member ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
No.
What are some of her main medical conditions or diagnoses that's making her in need of these services?
Okay. She's got she's had seizures for over 20 years. She's got stage 4 kidney failure.
She's
got bad knees, but, I mean, like, that wouldn't qualify her, I guess. I mean...
Sure. Oh, yeah, it could. I mean, that's something that's causing her difficult, I'm sure.
Oh, okay,
right.
Yeah. I mean,
go ahead. I didn't thought you were done. Go ahead.
She's got really, really bad arthritis in her back and in her knee.
Okay. Does she need help with bathing, dressing, or grooming?
Mm-mm, nope.
Any assistance needed with cleaning or cooking?
I cook for her majority of the time.
Yeah, so she does need help with those things. You're doing that for her? Is that
Okay. Sorry, my bad. Sorry.
That's okay. Does she need any help with grocery shopping or running errands? Are you having to help her with that as well?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
What about managing her medications? Does she need any help with that?
I normally are on top of that throughout the day because she takes,
Okay. All right. And do you work for an agency or do you know what agency you will be working for? Okay. You will have to choose a provider agency, and I can give you the information how to go about online to look for one because you will have to go through an application and a background process to become a paid caregiver. You have a pen and paper handy?
I do not have to answer. Could you email it to me or not?
Maybe. What's your email address?
Masters, M-A-S-T-E-R-S, 34, Jacob, J-A-C-O-B, @gmail.com.
Okay. All right. And I have some safety questions here. Oh, one other question. Would your mom want to receive any home-delivered meals?
Maybe, yeah. I'm sure she would.
Okay. Now, I have some safety questions here I need to ask. I'm asking on the behalf of the assessor, as they'll be the ones coming to your home. Are there any issues with the roads or driveway that could damage the assessor's vehicle to your home?
I believe there's bumps and stuff like that. Like,
there's what?
I believe there's like potholes and holes around there. So they might want to be careful about that.
Okay. All right. Any contagious or infectious diseases like MRSA, hepatitis, or HIV?
No.
Are you aware of any recent break-ins to homes or vehicles or in that area?
No. Anyone
in the home have a history of violent behaviors or on the sex offender registry? Anyone in the home have a history of violent behaviors or on the sex offender registry?
No.
Any illegal drug activities in or around your home?
No.
Any issues with mice, termites, bedbugs, roaches, lice?
In the hotel, we found a couple mice, yeah.
Okay. Any vicious or dangerous animals or pets in the home that might be aggressive?
Nope, we have no pets.
Any guns or weapons in the home?
Nope. We have no weapons or anything like that.
All right. Thank you. I have the information I need. I will submit the application. Now, the assessor normally reaches out within 15 business days. This does not include weekends or holidays. They do ask that you have an answer machine or a voicemail set up in case, you know, you miss a call. If they can't not make contact by phone, they will mail you out a letter. It's just real important that you respond as soon as you're contacted. After we're done, I'd like for you to stay on the line so you can listen to a recorded message about the next steps. Do you have any questions for me? Is there anything else I can help you with today?
As far as I know, no.
All right. Well, thank you for calling and hold for the recording, please.
All right.
Please hold while your call is connected.
We have received a new referral and understand you are interested in home and community-based services. This message will help prepare you for the next steps. Please grab a pen and paper if available to jot down some notes. A home and community-based services, HCBS, assessor will call to schedule an in-person assessment with you. The purpose of the HCBS program is to help support you to stay at home or where you want to live. In order for Medicaid to pay for HCBS, your care needs have to be equal to nursing home care. Our assessment will determine if your care needs meet the requirement for Medicaid to pay for services in your home. We will attempt to call you one time. Please ensure your phone can receive messages and return your assessor's call. If you do not answer, a message will be left or a letter will be sent, and you will have 10 days to return the call. If you do not respond within the 10 days, this referral will be closed. We must verify we are speaking